Welcome to episode 29 of Nothing on the Radio. 29. I was 29 years old when I had...
You were meant to say the podcast where we talk about things and you were meant to talk about something that happened in the last episode.
Fuck you, Louis. God, I hate you.
Oh, I literally told her literally 10 seconds ago. She's like, oh, I can't remember what happened last episode. Should we? I said, don't worry about it. Just say welcome and we don't have to worry about that.
I hate you.
So.
Can I finish?
What were you talking about?
When I was 29, what happened? I had a mental breakdown. Can we go into it?
Didn't you have a mental breakdown like 2 days ago?
Yes.
Do you really have to talk? Do we have to talk about a mental breakdown?
It's fine. Whatever.
Was it funny?
Look, in retrospect, yes.
No, but is it like,
No.
Fuck, this is the worst start I think we've had to at least a recent one, at least since we stopped talking about poo.
Oh, my God, that's right. Man, we've come a long way. We really have.
Let's poo. I'm looking at our list and there's some pretty heavy stuff on here. Let's talk about that. You're talking about Dan. So you tell a story and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so my partner, he likes a drink. And,
I'm going to pull them up right there. Don't say my partner likes a drink, because what you're telling everyone is that Dan is an alcoholic. As M's sipping a very strong, whatever, was it vodka and something? Gin and something?
Gin and the only mixer I could get from the server, because it's Good Friday and I forgot to buy a mixer.
Yeah, but Dan
was likes like some
drink.
Orange and mango bullshit.
Don't say Dan likes to drink. That just puts all these images. Dan was drunk one night, yeah?
Dan was drunk one night. I'm pretty sure I was drunk too, and I got home and this was before child.
BC.
BC. Oh my God. That's where they came from.
Oh, that was a bad yes.
And it's Easter. Is that at all appropriate?
Em, I'm about to stop recording. This is bad. Just talk about your man, your husband who drinks. Husband.
So I walked into the bedroom drunk and he was passed out on the bed. Naked. And he saw me. He must have like woken up from my presence and he saw me and he grabbed his half erect penis.
It was half erect already.
Well, isn't it always?
Is it always half erect? No. God, no.
When he sees me, it is.
Yeah, never full erect.
Anyway.
So he grabbed apparently his half erect penis, which is always half erect.
I literally walked in the room, he grabbed it, and he just said, Emily, choose your weapon.
Didn't give him any choices though, did he?
No.
If he had two dicks, that'd make more sense.
No. And anyway, that's, you know, now we have Ray. So
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Only reason I thought it'd be funny, like, was that an aggressive way to describe his penis? Were you like, oh, please don't call it your weapon? Has anyone ever, like, you've been around the traps.
Well.
Has anyone ever called their dick something and it was like, ooh, that's offensive? Or called your vagina something being like, oh, please don't call it that?
No, there was a guy I saw once in Sydney and he had an obsession with, like, cats and like to call...
What are you talking about?
No, I don't know if I can go into this, but...
You can't... Oh, let's just say he had an obsession with cats. What? Oh, I can't go into this.
No. He always called it like kitty.
Oh, yuck.
I know.
Your pussy, not his dick. Or both.
No, like mine.
He called it kitty.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. But he had... No, I can't... No.
What do you mean, no? Just fucking tell the story. Is he listening?
No, ew, no.
Then just fucking say what he did. Tell you about the chick who kissed me on the dick.
He had like this, I never used it, but he had like this.
Was it a fleshlight that was looked like a cat's vagina?
No, like a plug, like a butt plug.
A butt plug.
And it had like a cat's tail. And he was always like suggesting that I used it. Yeah, and I was always like, no. No, no sweetie.
I'm so
first of all,
that,
first of all, you already have it. So where else has it been?
I wish that story to go. Oh, and he always asked me to use his cat butt plug, so I did. Oh yeah, like that's all. Well, that's part of the furry thing, though, as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess having sex with a lady with a tail would be hot, but I'd want a proper tail.
I'm sorry, what? Let's go back on that.
No, I mean, if there was like some like. Let's clear this. Just imagine hypothetically I'm single and this lady was like good looking and she had a tail. I'd be like, yeah, that might be kinky and cool. But
what's that
I'm talking
movie?
About a proper tail.
What's that hey,
better the fucking I know already what you're talking about. A shallow howl.
Shallow howl.
Fucking George Costanza, whatever his name is, Jason Alexander's little tail. Not a little shitty tail like that. If anyone hasn't seen the movie, he's got like this weird fleshy tail that's like 3 centimeters long. No, if there was a lady who had like a proper, like really nice looking tail, I'd be like, yeah, I mean that could be cool. But that doesn't mean, hey, can you shove this in your butt so it looks like a tail?
Creator.
I imagine it was fleshy too.
Yeah. What about you? Have you ever
put a cat's tail butt plug in?
Yeah.
Got one in right now. Can you see me cleaning my anus earlier?
I mean, I feel like fetishes are more guys' sort of things.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to open up here about my fetishes, like, so people could just make fun of me.
Yeah, I think that's what we're here for.
No, I'm like, I'm hot. Well, first off, I'm just.
You
not
say I'm hot? I am
first
hot.
First off, no, I don't. I'll see. I don't think I've had any weird. Oh, did I talk about when I was younger? I was. I must have talked about this. I was having phone sex with a Kiwi girl.
Yeah.
And I cut off my ear, and she was saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. So, just repeating stuff again. That's a funny story, guys. You haven't heard it. I was talking to her.
We
and
should,
she's...
like, reference back to episode 17.
Oh, well, that's. I don't think I've had anything that really that weird apart from that. But as you're saying, it's probably because it's more. I don't think girls come out with, like, crazy kinks, like, not that early anyway.
No, I was going to say, it takes a lot longer.
Yeah, right.
I'm still waiting for Daniel.
He's just going to. I hope he goes. Yeah. Have you thought about a cattail butt plug?
No, I'm still waiting for mine to come out for him. Oh. Like, I'm still waiting to show him mine.
What you need to do is get a dog tail butt plug, and if you're like, and then you can wag it if you're in a good mood. Yeah,
I can literally see him in the lounge room right now.
And is he wagging his tail?
I don't know if you can hear all this, but
let's talk about girls.
Oh.
Okay. No, let's talk about sloppy seconds. Now, we won't go into details, but you happen to see an acquaintance. You would say an old acquaintance of yours who happened to be with a gentleman who you had...
Wouldn't call him a gentleman, but...
You call him a just tomcat. okay. So, you had previously done the deed with him.
Yeah. Yeah, probably more than that, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Why would you say more than that?
No, I just mean it wasn't just that. Like, we had more than that.
Done a deed, fucked me in the ass.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant more like it wasn't just that.
Yeah, you were sort of dated sort of
yeah.
thing. Now, the term sloppy seconds probably gets thrown around with – it's not a nice term. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of women cringing in that term. And I guess it's the idea where, like, a guy's had sex with a woman and then she hooks up with someone they know and then it's like, oh, you're having my sloppy seconds. Do women use that term?
Yeah, only if they don't like
either person.
That – because, I mean, aren't we all, like, unless
– aren't we all sloppy?
Yeah. Unless
– no, but this is – I know, we're all
seconds. We're not walking around as virgins. Yeah, like, we're not – you can't expect the person you hook up with. Like, I was 26 when I hooked up with my partner for the first time and he was 29 or 20. Like, if he
and
had...
And you'd been thrashed out hundreds of times.
Yeah. If he had... I mean, if he hadn't... If he... Oh, at least. If he had never hooked up with anyone before me, that would almost be worrying.
Yeah, it'd be a massive red flag.
Yeah. So, it's almost like, well, yeah, I've got sloppy seconds from someone, but... Also, if he hadn't have, then that's equally as...
But would you imagine a penis would get sloppy?
Only...
I think...
What?
I feel like the term may come from after having sex.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I think it's just like onomatopoeia.
Because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Because it's alliteration. I always thought it was more like, oh, I don't know, because like after sex, it can be pretty sloppy down there.
Well, not even after, before, during, right now.
Oh, let's just...
Post-children, Louis.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Let's talk about pronouns. Now, we were having a big old fucking discussion about this out here. So.
We actually had to stop and Megan actually had to pull us up and literally be like, guys, save this for the podcast.
Okay, so I think what's... I mean, it's not like it's just been happening like the last, you know, few months. It's more like... Okay, so... Pronouns, for people who don't understand, are like how words that are used to describe a person of a particular sex. So if you are a guy or identify as being a guy, you're going to be he, him, his. And if you identify as a woman, it's going to be she,
her,
hers. Yeah. Now, and it's sort of weird because we almost agreed. Like, I actually don't have a problem with... if there's someone who's a trans person and they're transitioning or have transitioned from say male to female, so like what's the term then? Trans woman? That's the right term.
Yeah.
Trans woman. I would, I guess, as many most normal people would, they'd probably recognise that this person wants to identify as female, and they're going to say she, her, hers, or whatever.
Yeah.
But then we start to disagree.
Yeah, I don't know what we do though.
No, well, okay. I have a problem with they and them.
Yeah. But then I see your point in that it's hard for the language side of things.
But also it's what's crazy to me. Now, I'm not transgender, so I can't talk for transgender people.
What?
But surely. If you, and let's say it's like point. Let's say it's 0.1% of the population. I don't know the exact figures.
0.01 before.
But. Point one. Same one. Say it's 0.1%. So it's 1 in 1,000 people don't identify with the gender that they were assigned at birth. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, surely the vast majority of those people surely go, well, yeah, no, I used to be he and him, but now I'm she and her. Where the fuck does more than that come into it?
And like the they, them.
But they, them, I can
almost... Is that what you mean?
I guess they, them, I can almost cop. But when you start seeing people online, they're like, no, I'm like Z and Zer. And, you know...
No, we didn't talk about this.
Oh, we did a little bit. Like, surely that's getting fucking ridiculous.
How much of a drink?
But isn't that... Okay. Surely. Like... And as I said, the language is hard. If someone tells me, no, I'm not he, I'm not she, I'm they and them, it's fucking hard to do that.
Well, then you have to get into, and I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but changing education.
But education for what? Like one thousandth of the population may want to be called they and them?
Maybe. I don't know.
I just...
Are we the... The solver of all world problems?
Yes,
we are, but...
Look.
Let's continue.
I just think if... I cannot imagine a world in which 0.1%...
Where I am not right.
I told you this. I'm a white male between the ages of 30 and 40. My opinions are correct and they're listed. No, I just can't understand a word. But I think you know what my problem is the anger that people seem to have for it. Like, don't get me wrong. If you're one of those pricks out there, it's like, nah, you were born a bloke, it's a he. It's like, no. Like, obviously, they've transitioned or they're trying to transition or whatever it might be. They're in the process of doing it. You can tell that they want to identify as a woman or you can tell they want to identify as a man. Don't be a prick about it. It's not going to affect your life by going... And it's also okay if you make a mistake. I think this is where it gets problem. People go, especially online, but I know it's the minority, jump on people for like misgendering people. And I was telling you this before, there was a Frankston killer or something like that. It was in Australia, killed all these women as a bloke, got to jail and then decided to identify as a woman. And now on this like serial killer podcast, they were saying him, he did this and above. And people were all up going, well, no, it's a woman and you missed. And it's like, fuck me. It was a fucking dude who did this.
Is there any difference in sentencing when it comes to men and women? Like he didn't do it. She, whatever, didn't do it because it would change. Like, do you see where I'm coming from?
Like, do you think they did it, maybe made the change because it made the sentencing easier, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, as far as I know, he turned into a woman in prison after he'd already been sentenced.
Okay.
But then later claimed that he was doing it because of his
like
gender issues and stuff like that. Claiming
mental.
But, okay. So, look, that's where I guess it's – I feel like I don't like the hatred and the changing of – I can probably cop they, them. I can probably cop that. It's going to be really fucking hard. And if people are going to say, oh, it's they, them, you've got to fucking expect that people are going to have a problem with it because it's really hard to be like, no, it's not he or she, it's they or them. Where people are like, well, no, like, about a person I know, it's like it's really fucking hard. You can't make up these Z and Z and that. You can fucking tell me what all is, day long.
Are you just making this up?
No, look up
I honestly have
I'm
never.
I'm too deep in the web. Look up pronouns online. Look up Tumblr and look up pronouns, and there is a billion of them. But
what a time to be alive, though. That like we have such
what a time to be alive.
Like we have such little amounts of shit to we be have worried such about.
Big tits and big dicks at the same time.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like no one's being like
I was worried about wars.
Yeah, no one's worried about being like sent off to wars. Like we're all just like, what pronoun do I want to be referred to as? Yeah,
but you know, every generation deals with their own issues, you know?
Yeah.
But
ours just isn't mean shot at the head.
Yeah, that's right. But what about the age? Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that if you aren't old enough to vote, to drink, to drive, how can you surely make a decision to make these changes to your body?
First of all those things are different in different countries. So to drive in Australia.
Well, let's talk about Australia. To drive 17? On your own. To drive on your own is 17. To drink is 18. To vote is 18. To go to war is 18. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you think that you should have to be 18 before you can start the transgender process?
I think that it should literally be the last point of call and it should be.
So if you're, okay, so you're a 14, 15-year-old boy. 16.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
17. Whatever.
Yeah. Those are the days.
Yep. You're.
I was swimming in pussy back then.
Yeah, see, exactly. Exactly right. So you're on the net. You're on your phone sex, whatever, with your Kiwi chick.
Yeah. Cutting off your ear.
Yeah. And then someone comes up to you and they're like, hang on a minute, Louis. You don't know that you like women. Like, did you surely you knew in your head at that age that you liked women.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if someone came up to you and said, no, you don't know until you're 18 that you actually.
No.
That you're a bloke and you like women.
Yeah, but are you? No. Now you've just changed it to I'm a bloke. I think that people can identify as homosexual at any age they want.
No, but what I'm saying is
there's no risk of any health. There's no health issues. There's nothing down the track. You can come out at 14 and say, I'm gay. I like guys. And then when you're 18, 20, 30, go, actually, I'm bisexual. Actually, I'm straight. And there's no, like, I mean, there's going to be psychological issues, I guess.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is someone comes up to you when you're 16 and says, you don't know for sure that you're male. Like.
Who's this person coming up to me?
The government. ScoMo.
Hello, ScoMo. I'm Mr. Government. Are you sure you're a man? Show me your penis.
But, like, you would be like, well, fuck off. Yes, I am. I know that for sure. Like, this is what these people are going through. Like, they know for sure in their heads that they were born, like, in the incorrect.
Well,
in the incorrect. Like, it's like trying to tell someone that, like, yourself that.
But what
do you think that 2 years in 2 years time you're going to go, oh, hang on a minute. Yep, definitely. Like I am female. You're right.
I was looking at this stuff recently.
Do you know what I'm trying to say though?
I know what you're trying to say. It's you me saying I'm a man.
And then all of a sudden, all of a sudden you finish high school and you go, hang on a minute. I'm Luina.
I'd never choose that name if I was going to turn to a woman.
I think you would.
It's obviously going to be Louise or something.
Oh, like okay. That makes more sense.
Louina. Don't ruin. Is that Louie? No, that's Louina.
My middle name's Louise and I didn't even go there.
Out of all the names. Look, I guess I know what you're saying. It's me saying someone coming up to me and going, no, you're a woman, to these people is as ridiculous.
Yes.
My issue, though, with a lot of this is there are the people that transition, the suicide rates are still fucking massive.
Do you have numbers for me?
Why would I fucking lie about this? There is not. Look it up. Feel free. My issue with it, I don't have a problem with people transitioning. If it was like, yes, it's proven that people that transition, when they declare whatever the term is, when they start to identify as the opposite sex, whether it's, I mean, there's limits here as well. Let's say they put an age on it. This is where it gets hard as well. What is it? Can you do it when you're 5? Can you do it when you're 10? Can you do it when you're 14?
I think.
Let's say 13, because that's your teenage years and you start to go through puberty and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Let's say 13. If they went, there's a proven history of people when they turn 13 we're allowed to make medical decisions regarding their gender and transitioning and stuff like that, that these people, the chances of suicide and self-harm and blah, 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 all goes down dramatically. Then I would be like, perfect, let's fucking do it. But it doesn't. It's not. And that's where I have the problem. It's like they're not, it's not fixing the problem. They're still killing themselves at these huge rates. It's not making them better. It's like a band-aid approach. And I think, I don't know, but as far as I can tell, it would be hard.
That's a society thing.
It is a society thing, but I think it's also, I feel like it's also something that comes with age where you imagine the hormones going through your body at that age, and if you're not quite right, you're
I was a fucking monster.
Yeah, you're a monster now.
No.
But imagine back then. But like, I just look at it. So my problem with it isn't that people are making these changes. It's that the changes aren't helping. And I feel like it's just very much a sign of the times where it's like, just let them do it. Let people be who they want to be. And it's like, yeah, that's fine to an extent. Like, and I know it's like, if you, no. I look, and I might get hate for this. I think there are a lot of mental illnesses out there that need to be addressed better than what they are. Like medication's not always going to be the way, and surgery is not always going to be the way when it comes to any depression, anxiety, bipolar. But
it's not as easily accessed as what you think.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it's like, this is how you fix it. I just feel like if someone was 13 and they're like, I want to be, I was assigned male at birth, but I actually think I'm female. I think surgery and medication should be the last thing for them. But that goes with all illnesses. Apparently it's not a mental illness. Any illness, if possible, should be treated without medication and surgery. Surely that's correct, yeah?
Yeah. Are you anti-vax?
Fuck off.
Just sounds like you're leaning down that
path. I'm saying, if, just say, for example, depression, well-known mental illness, lots of people suffer from it. I don't think that if you went into a doctor's at 13, 14, 18, whatever, and said, I'm depressed, I think if the first thing they did was like, okay, sweet, let's get you some antidepressants, that's bad.
Yeah.
They should be looking at why you're depressed and looking at like...
I think everybody, and this isn't just because I work for one, I think everybody should see a fucking psychologist. Like, it's not like a no-brainer. It is.
Like they'd see a GP. I agree with that.
Yeah, it is. It is honestly the best thing that I've ever done with my life. And it just, everyone should do it.
Look, I 100% agree with that. And I agree that probably would solve heaps of fucking issues.
Mm.
Especially because there'd be so many people out there with unknown like anxiety issues and depression and heaps of, and it would make the world a better place. And I think that's why I'm so for not going straight to like, oh, you identify as you're a 13-year-old girl. Yep. But you identify as a boy. Yep. Okay, let's get you on hormone blockers. Fuck me, that's intense.
In saying that, to do this process, they have to see a psychiatrist. And to see a psychiatrist from my point of view, from my work field, it takes Well, their books are closed anywhere in the Hunter.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It takes 6 to 12 months or 2 years to get in to see anyone. Could you imagine telling like a 13-year-old or something like that, it's going to be years until they can actually talk to anyone about what they're going through?
Oh, like? No, you can talk to someone before. I know what you're, that's on your books. I understand. I'm not saying I know.
This is like in my area. Like I know what it's like. It's ridiculous.
So are you saying that the second they should see someone, they should straight away get on hormone blockers?
No, that's not what I mean. But just to talk to someone who's trained in the area that they want to talk to.
Yeah.
Because it's a niche market.
Like, you know what I think would probably a lot of this is getting people going, okay, what we need you to do is for at least 12 months. I mean, this could something happen like this. Live as the opposite sex.
Yeah, this happens.
And look, I think that would change a lot of people's minds. But the thing is as well, I could imagine like there'd be some guys especially that wanting to transition to women. It would be fucking hard physically regardless. Like, I know, I understand like the whole idea.
You don't think growing a penis would be hard?
Well, I grew one. It's almost all size. No, but like regardless of like, I can see why people that there'd be certain people at transition that have, I'd imagine, idea in their head how they're going to look and how they're going to be perceived by society once they transition. And I can fucking guarantee that's not always going to happen.
Hmm.
And that can't be nice.
Remember, we used to be a comedy show. Remember those days?
Hey, we're going to be serious.
Those are the days.
Okay, well, let's talk about the.
This is going to be one extreme.
No, that's right. Okay, let's talk about. Oh well, this is almost down that track. So I started doing a uni course, and
look at us, mature age uni students. Hey, do you want to meet up for lunch?
No. Thank you. I realized that my brothers, both of them, I think, were studying years back, and they both got diagnosed with.
Because they're both smarter than you.
What's that?
They're both smarter than you.
Yeah, I got street smart, so. I do heroin on the street. No, but I was actually
like a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed.
Lady, no, it's rhymes. You fucked that up. It's lady in the streets, freak in the sheets. You fucking lady in the streets.
No, it's a line from a song. You dick.
Yeah, but it's saying it's.
But a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed.
It's sheets. It's street. It's streets to sheets.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Whatever. But they were both diagnosed with adult ADHD and both got on Rohypnol? No. No, that's the date rape drug. What's the non-date rape drug? I don't know any. What's it called?
Have they really?
Dexies.
They really?
Yeah, they'll hate this now.
I didn't know that.
One of them got diagnosed and the other one didn't. They just shared drugs to study. And I realised that, like, I probably have ADHD. And then I was talking to a lady at work, Julie, about it. And then she pretty much just said, oh, you could have autism. And I was like, I was just thinking ADHD, but whatever. But I wonder, like, I guess that comes back to the whole, like, mental health and psychology thing, like, because they would obviously handle a lot of these behavioral issues and stuff like that. Maybe I do tick a lot of boxes when it comes to ADHD, and then I think it's called AES, autism spectrum disorder, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I wonder, does your life get easier if you get diagnosed?
I guess it just gives you it's just like an aha moment.
Do I get a card? Do I get a ring?
like Frodo?
Like a Freemason. Oh, God, I forgot you love Lord of the Rings.
Love? It's my fucking life, mate.
But
when you come to my house on Sunday, I'm going to show you the necklace that I have that's like the Lord of the Rings necklace. I don't take it out of my house because I don't want to lose it. But
someone might throw it into a volcano. Some people will get that reference. You know, the people that are going, oh, yeah. And the people that aren't going to go, I don't get it. It wasn't actually a very good reference. But let's say this. On that psychology, psychiatry, but either way, yeah, I think a lot, everyone.
I feel like you, at least you would just be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like everything from the age of like 6 upwards, you'd be like, oh, when that happened, yep, cool. Yeah.
I think I'm addicted to masturbating. I love it. I just can't get enough.
Yeah.
Bigger right now.
Oh.
Oh, really?
That's what that is.
Okay. Let's oh, this was a weird one. The photographer, the thing on Facebook. What was that Facebook page you're on? Burn the Bra, Newcastle or something like that?
Yeah, I'm on a Newcastle
Hunter. I'm on a women empowerment page in Newcastle.
It's called Newcastle Hunter Mums Group. I'm probably like...
Is there a Newcastle Hunter Dads Group?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, we don't need help. We're fine.
It's called Newcastle Hunter Mums Group. It's like 20,000 members. It's
20,000 fucking lunatics.
Yeah. There's honestly like...
I guarantee if you listen to this going, no, I'm not going to listen to this anymore.
There's probably like 10 people that post and the rest of us just like screenshot and judge. Honestly, the amount of group messages that I'm in, like my mum's group, you, a few other mums, like friends, that we just screenshot and be like, oh my God, did you see this? But basically, this woman posted saying that she split up with her husband, divorce, and she wants to do
it was separation. So that
sorry.
No, details. No. What? You can't get divorced until you've been separated for 12 months.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually like a...
Have you looked into this, have you?
Yeah, I'll separate Megan now. She just doesn't know it. So when I divorce her, I can go, fucking divorce! Then boot her.
Yeah, right.
Then punt her out the door.
Anyway, she'd separated, okay, from her husband and wanted to do a burn the dress or destroy the dress photography shoot, and she wanted to find a photographer that was willing to...
That had a very good sense of humour to do it.
Yeah, to do such a shoot.
Because she wanted to show everyone how she's moved on
how woke place. She was.
It's fucking...
And anyway, there was a lot of messages supporting this and a lot of women also saying like, how about you be a bit more mature about this?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But then I also got into a deep, dark world on Pinterest of women doing this and sent them to Louis being like, look at this.
None of them are good.
Women literally wearing dresses that are on fire, like something out of what's that movie with – what's the name in it?
Cliffhangers.
No. What?
It's a porn version of Cliffhanger. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Where all the children kill each other.
What's it called? Little Rascals.
What? No.
With Alfalfa.
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe they'll kill each other.
All the kids are put on an island.
You read Lord of the Flies? That is literally a movie about all kids on an island. I thought that was the right answer then. I'm not fucking around anymore.
Oh my God, no.
Are you talking about the Sandlot kids?
It's like
it's called,
only
it's called Lord of the Flies.
No, it only came out like 5 years.
Lost. 5 years ago. Predators. All these kids are on an island, they kill each other.
That teenager's that chick.
Oh, like, Hunger Games.
Oh my God.
I honestly had no idea what you're talking about. And it's not really an island, and they're not kids. Like, I mean, kids are thinking like really young. That's why
I said
that.
Did you not find that movie like really fucking disturbing like I did?
Hunger Games.
Like, I feel like everyone was just at the movies like, yes, what a fantastic... I went home and just like, I was like, that was fucked up. Like, that was like literally children killing each other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're saying, but I mean, there's heaps worse movies. Like, have you seen Human Centipede? Like, where people's asses are sewed to other people's mouths? That's much worse.
Yes, that was quite good.
Have you seen like any World War II movie? Heaps worse than that.
No, but this was just children killing each other for fun.
Yeah.
Like.
And for our entertainment.
Yeah.
I was totally. Anyway. I wanted the rich kids. I
was referring to the dress being on fire.
Oh, that.
Girl on fire.
Oh, that's. Now I get the reference. Okay. Didn't even know where the fuck we got there. Now we're back to comedy. People are going, what
comedy
a ride.
Comedy gold.
What a roller coaster.
What we're about, guys.
Okay, so yeah, and
strap in.
Okay, if I divorce Megan and she shared all these photos of her burning the dress, I'm going, thank fucking Christ I divorced her. She is a big lunatic, I realized.
Yeah.
And reverse and it, you know what
that's
I mean?
A
reverse
lot of,
it.
Yeah.
To guy that's doing it.
Burning his tux.
Women are going, Jesus Christ.
Because there's no, like, at least with a dress, there's a bit of, like, there's a train that you can burn. So you're away from the flame.
Imagine, like, guys, like, at a smelter melting their rings down.
What?
That's just as dumb. Well, they're arse rings. Melting their cat butt plugs down.
Even their arse rings. I was like,
imagine,
what?
So imagine, like, she's like, I want a photographer with a good sense of humor to show I've moved on. If I was a bloke, right? And
which you're not.
No, I identify as a male. Now they're going to be like, they, them.
They.
If I was a bloke and I was single and I'm on Tinder or something like that and there's a picture of a chick burning a dress, I'm going, you're going to stay the fuck away from her. She cannot move on from something.
Yeah.
If you're that keen to fucking move on, you know what the big thing is to do? Yeah, I'm done with that. I don't give a fuck. Well, no, I'll just get rid of the dress.
Yeah.
That's fucking heaps more mature. So, as I said, say, and a guy doing it actually comes off like really fucking aggressive. Imagine that. Imagine on Tinder there's this bloke like just burning his tuxedo and pissing on it. Yeah, no, it's because I've moved on.
You'd be like, it's very aggressive.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like slightly aggressive.
I need a photographer with a good sense of humour that can watch me stab my tuxedo.
Yeah.
But it's all in good fun, right?
Hmm.
Let's talk about Marketplace. So I've had a couple of interesting incidents on Marketplace.
Are they, mate?
Oh, I've had jalapenos on that pizza earlier and I rubbed my eye. Sort of stings a little bit.
I thought you were
I thought it was a pirate.
Suggesting
winking
something sexual with both eyes.
No, it's a bit sore, but it'll be right. But so Marketplace, we had a few chats about it, but this is a real story. Now,
as opposed to all the fake ones before.
I gotcha. We had a hedge out the front of our house, right? Big hedge. It was about 2 meters high. It was like 12 meters long. Turns out it was 14 plants in this hedge. Mm-hmm. Now, the type of plant they are, I found it's not especially, it's not an expensive plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get a reasonably aged one for about $20. Even cheaper if you get like a little like sapling or whatever the fuck you call it. I talked to a mate of mine who's a landscaper. I'm like, mate, do people want these? And he's like, mate, then.
Is this Stuart?
No, he's not a landscaper.
I thought he was like a plant guy.
So he doesn't know shit. No, another mate.
You don't have another mate.
I've got like four mates. So, and I said, mate, do people want these hedges? They mature really quickly and they're not expensive to buy, but it is a shame. He goes, I said, should I put it on Facebook? He's like, I can't hurt. So I literally took three photos of my hedge, put it on Facebook Marketplace and went, hedge for free. You got to come and get it. If you don't, I'm just going to destroy it. I had people lining up to take my hedge. Megan thought I was a lunatic. And I almost
I hope you literally had people lining up.
Yeah. No. I'm here for the hedge. No. So I had people messaging me. I would have had within an hour, more than half a dozen, probably 8 or 9 people messaging me about it. Yes, sold. Is it sold? I'll have it. Someone giving me like, I can't believe it, but I want it. I'm like, no, sorry, it's sold. Wish I had 4 of them. No, I wouldn't, because I gave away for free, so it would just be more hassle. This woman ended up, she's like really keen and she's like messaging me and she saw that I was giving away an Ariat. Oh, this has made it even weird. She saw I was giving away an Ariat bag. Ariat, for the people who don't know, is like it's a country, like a riding boot brand, because I bought these cowboy boots several years back.
What? Let's put a pin in this. This and was
like 10 over 10 years ago, I bought these cowboy
boots. Did you go through
boots.
Like a country phase?
I'm still in it.
Do you have the riding boots?
Yeah, they're in the fucking cupboard. We'll take a photo. That could be I'll find a photo.
Why do we not? Like, okay, what?
I've worn them fucking heaps. I used to stomp them on the dance floor all the time. Don't
yeah, they're the ones you slipped over on the.
Yeah, I think they
on
were
the
actually.
Sex change.
Oh no, they were my work shoes.
Oh my goodness!
But the thing is, when night. I bought these, I bought these cowboy boots, and I got a free Ariat bag with them. This massive fucking bag, and I gave it away like 4 years ago because it was sitting in the cupboard, and I was like, whatever. I don't know why I fucking hung onto it. She saw I was giving away this hedge, and she happened to go through my old sale and was like, "Oh, you a cowboy, are you?" And I'm like, "No, not really."
Sure am, Missy.
But then she says,
"Is that something your cowboy says?"
Sure am. I put on an American accent calling Missy. She then started. I'm like, no. I told her, no, I'm not a cowboy. Just bought some. She's like, oh. And she tells me how her husband's like a professional bull rider and stuff like that. She keeps giving me all this information, and I'm just trying to be nicer because I want to pick this fucking hedge. I don't want to go, lady, I don't care about your fucking husband, because then I know, mate, she might not pick up this hedge. Mm. In the end, Less than a week
later. I had to make out with the husband.
Now, they were old. They were, when I say old, they were probably early 60s. But they spent all Saturday here. When I say all Saturday, they got here about 8 o'clock and they didn't leave till after 4. They went to the tip 3 times.
See, I don't get this. This is what I want you to explain to me.
Yep.
Why would they come here just to go to the tip?
So, there was 14 plants in this hedge, right? 14 root system leading, you know, because it looks like one okay, big... Oh.
You've already lost me.
A hedge is not just one plant.
No, I just stopped listening.
Do you understand a hedge is several plants that grow together to form like a wall of bush, right? Sure. Like your bush on your vagina.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what if I just took a picture of my vagina and was like, free to good home, and someone just came and like gave me a free Brazilian? So I wouldn't have to pay to get a fucking laser.
I'll replant this on my vagina. It's already well established. No.
It took 6 trips to the tip.
Do you understand that a hedge is made up of several plants?
Oh, well, okay.
Please just say yes so I can go on
yeah.
this. My particular hedge is made up of 14 plants, right? When they got there and realized how
big
it
like
was.
Sounds like a U12 maths problem.
Oh. 14 bushes. All merged together to make a hedge, right?
Like my vagina.
Oh, God. What are we in? How many minutes? 40 minutes. I don't know if I can go on another 15 minutes. Long story short. Oh, this is killing me. You were the one who wanted to know about it. They fucking realized that only 7 of the bushes they could get out of the ground.
Yeah.
Because 7 were like wrapped around bricks or like fucking phone line. And I'm like, well, please don't cut my phone line. And they rather than keeping the 7 that they could get to as full bushes, they decided to trim them down. So they were about the size of like a, I don't know, like an oversized, like a beach, like a, one of those balls, not even a blow up beach ball, like I don't know, not very big. Let's say a meter in diameter, including roots and stump. It was like a ball, and that's all they took, 7 of them. And the rest of they couldn't just leave in my driveway because I wasn't going to let someone go, oh yeah, just no worries, just leave all the shit in my driveway, I take it to the tip. They were like, well, we're going to get rid of it. So they spent all day and 3 tips of the trip. Trips to the tip. I knew it was going to fucking happen. For 7 bushes, that would have cost fucking $15 a piece at Bunnings.
Oh, my God.
And then they promised to come back and grind down the 7 stumps that they left. They never did it. But that would, when they left, and I'm like, Megan, oh, they're going to come back and do the stumps, but no, I don't expect them to because they got totally fucked over on this.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
And they were like, oh, come check out the house at Dungog. I hope they all died. Not the people, the plants.
And then in the floods that we just had, they probably all got fucking wiped out.
Bring them back.
I can't believe that, if I went somewhere to pick up something for free and then had to do extra work.
Yeah, but I didn't. It was very fucking clear. I didn't, take a photo of myself and go, free hedge. I took a photo of the hedge. And was like, you have to
get
out.
Yeah, but if I had rocked out and been like, well, I'll take what I want and leave what I don't.
No. I was very fucking clear about this. I didn't want to go, do you want one piece of a hedge? And there are 14 fucking idiots turning up taking one bit of the hedge each. Not a hedge fund manager. I don't even know what that really is, but it's something. I think it was in Wolf of Wall Street or something.
Did you just come up with that? Or was this whole thing just leading up to...
I literally came up with that on the spot.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and also, okay, this all happened in the last, few months. Also, we had some pretty bad storms here recently. I forgot to nail our trampoline down out the back, and it flipped over.
Is there a way of doing that, though?
Oh, yeah, we've got these, steel pegs, the landscaping pegs. You just knock them into the ground on each leg. It works. It does. You just got to make sure you put them in. I did the mowing, just didn't put them back in. Wind came, literally blew it over the fence. The problem with our fence to our neighbor's fence is that there's a drop of about, let's say, a meter. So it rolled over the fence and it just bent to buggery. It's one of those, obviously, trampolines. It's about 10 foot wide, but it has the frame around the outside, so there's a net. And that all bent. It was all fucked. And I'm like, it was about a $300 trampoline. Ruby hates it. She's like 18 months old, doesn't want to get on it. Charlie uses it once every 2 months. I'm looking at this thing going, how the fuck do I even get it back out of my fence? Because Bill's like 100 years old and next door. And
what were your neighbor's opinions?
They were like, just do whatever. They're really cool. They're like, oh, you know. And
do they have kids or? Just...
No, they're older. He's in his 70s easily.
Just imagine and like you come out of the back, they're just like jumping on it. Find escapers, fuckers.
Well, it's on its side, bent all the fuck. Yeah. Yours now. So I was like, fuck this. And I'm looking going, okay, I'd have to buy all new poles and I'd have to get rid of the old ones. I'd have to buy these poles for this shitty eBay trampoline. Who knows, the fuck knows where I'm going to get these poles from? And it wasn't when after I bought it, I realized that the design's not great. It doesn't have enough support poles, blah, blah, blah. I'd have to actually probably pull it apart to get it back in my house because of just how difficult it would have been to get it back out of the fence. Could you just
take out a fence like panel?
This is... I just decided... Oh,
throw logic in there, Emily.
No, because... And also, no, I would have... Regardless, I would have had to replace a whole bunch of shit on it. For a trampoline that gets used once every 2 months...
Like
$300
isn't exactly, like, to me, it's not like a small amount of money. Like,
no. But how much do I spend on a trampoline that's fucked that never gets used? How much do I spend on it? 100? 200?
I once saw you... 2 days? I once saw your rebirth from that trampoline.
Oh, because Emily once saw me trying to awkwardly get out of the trampoline. We can post that later. But the problem with it, I'm like, fuck it. Literally put on Facebook Marketplace. Literally photos of the trampoline with the poles bent on its side in the neighbor's yard. And I'm like, here's my trampoline. You can see where the poles are bent. The rest of it seems to be in okay condition. It was until it blew over the fence. Free to anyone who wants to come and pick it up. You'll have to dismantle it. If no one's here by the weekend, I will be destroying it.
Because I will set fire to it.
Which would do fucking nothing because it's made of stick.
Like that chick from that movie.
Yeah. What movie? I thought you were talking about the
Hunger
wedding.
Hunger Games.
The wedding. So, which you think people are going, this guy, he wants to get rid of this trampoline. Are that many fucking idiots? Are this woman going, you know, you could just probably pull it apart and buy some new frames and put it back over the top of the fence?
I kind of want to post the photos that you sent me of the comments that you got because it... I've never laughed so hard at comments from...
this. One of the first comments was this lady going, all you need to do is pull it apart and then put it back over the fence and you can buy some new stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, thanks, Verity, whatever the fuck her name is.
Thanks, Karen.
I'm just trying to get rid of a trampoline, not looking for a project manager.
Mm.
Then I had someone else tell me, why don't you turn it into a chicken coop?
Right where it is in your neighbor's yard.
Then I had someone... And then someone said it could be a two-story chicken coop. I don't know how much this was serious. The
it
first
could be
one,
a bukkake cage.
Actually, the first lady said, why don't you make it into a chicken coop? And I said, it's actually pretty big. I think it might be a chicken sedan. And she went, yeah. It is pretty big. I've got one like that. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to take
it. It took me a while to get it.
Coop, two-door, sedan, four-door.
Because when you first sent me the screenshots.
You didn't get it either.
No, I didn't. And then it wasn't until I was reading it out to my partner. I was like, oh, I get it now.
Then I had this, the worst though, was this chick that went, hey, you know, you can use a trampoline fine without the sides on it. We didn't have sides on it as a kid growing up and we're fine. Kids don't need this it. Is the best. And it's like, okay, first off, you don't know my fucking situation. Like, but hot tip, lady, I'm not going to put a four-year-old and 18-month-old on a trampoline that's a meter high off the ground with no sides on it. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to have two dead kids. And two funerals to organise. I'm sure I can't organise that on Marketplace. Like I can't with everything else. So she's like, and we didn't have it as kids and we grew up fine. So I sent her a message back going, my brother actually died on a trampoline with no sides on it. And her response was, that's really sad, but I guess it's a risk you take. And it's like, holy fuck. Imagine telling some guy whose brother just died. But then once she said, oh, that's a risk you take, but it should be fine, blah, blah, blah.
And like, down on her advice. Yeah.
Then I actually cleared up and said, oh, no, he didn't fall off it. He actually had a drug overdose. He just happened to be in an old trampoline. And then it just went back and forth with a bunch of other people. And then you know what killed me?
I wonder why it got it removed.
Yeah, then the post got taken down. I don't know why. Someone did come and get it, actually. He took it like and he smashed it out. And he was gone in like 20 minutes. I hardly talked to him. It was perfect.
Only three trips to the dump.
Well, it cost him $500 a trampoline. It cost me $300 new. But, yeah, so, look. If you see someone on Marketplace.
The moral of the story.
If you see someone on Marketplace going, hey, this is free, they're not fucking asking you on advice for it. Hey, and it's like, yeah, I fucking understand.
I actually, I actually asked you, Louis, like as a joke, did you accidentally post this to a like a Newcastle slash
yeah, honestly,
Maitland advice page? Response, and you're like, oh, I actually went and checked. You actually did.
Yeah, because the responses I got was almost like I put a post going, hey guys, my trampoline flew over the fence. What should I do about it?
Please insert advice below.
Yeah, I love that. My brother died on a trampoline without sides on it. Well, that's a, you know, that's a risk you take. Oh, gee.
Get her on here. I want to talk to her.
No, we'll all got, it all got blocked. So I don't even know what her name is.
Oh, I got screenshots. It's fine.
Let's talk about, oh, targeting, targeted advertising. So,
oh, yeah.
So Em was talking the other day how, was it on Instagram or Facebook Marketplace? Or something?
Facebook Marketplace, how like, you know, you're on Marketplace and they very yeah, if cleverly.
You for, if you search for, you know, let's say laptop.
Mm.
There's some, yeah, they'll actually sneak in new laptops or.
No, but they very cleverly put every, say, six actual marketplace ads. They'll put two
real
actual
ads.
Real ads in, but they'll set it out like it's two yeah, it marketplace ads.
Usually. And usually it ties in with what you're looking for.
Yeah, and you kind of click on it like, oh, like, oh, that's.
Oh, well, Em's saying she clicked on it, but it makes no sense. Because
no, I didn't actually click on it.
Let me just. This makes me worry a little bit. Have you been looking for used vibrators on Marketplace?
No.
Why did you answer like that?
Because I'm confused at why you would ask me such a question.
Because they're the fucking... Because, okay, what happened is M's targeted advertising was baby clothes and...
It's
female,
always okay. So
female sex toys.
There's always two ads, one on the left side and one on the right side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one on the left side is always like either baby toys or baby clothes, which is about right because I've got a 10-month-old.
And
I'm always looking for baby toys, baby clothes. No, not just on the internet. And obviously, it's like the cookies.
Okay, see,
and the other thing I always do is look at porn. So
I thought it had targeted you like. Em's constantly looking for used vibrators on Marketplace.
No, I think it must go off your internet cookies because I don't actually look for child stuff on Marketplace and I don't look for sex toys on Marketplace, which may surprise you, Louis.
I want to see if you can get used sex toys on Marketplace.
Hmm.
But the thing about the sex toys is Em sent me these screenshots because she's a fucking grub. Sex toys for women are looking less and less like dicks and sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
One you sent was called like the Frenchman and it looked like a spatula.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Because no one likes the dick anymore.
Men are getting phased out.
Yeah. Yes.
You look.
Honestly, if I even said this the other day to someone at work. If I ever get married one day and I have a bachelorette party and there's a stripper. I'm assuming.
Eat a bunch of chicks out.
Honestly, I'm assuming that Daniel will have a stripper because that's just what guys do, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of
fun. Did you have a stripper at your...
Yeah, I was attacked by a stripper. That's another story.
Attacked? Okay, let's put it on the list for the next show.
They strapped me to one of those, you know, those like
they?
Plastic... I think it was two of them.
Did she want to be referred to as a they?
I say they because I think it was two of them. That's how the word they is used. And them, when there's more than one person. But either way. No, you know those green, dark green plastic outdoor picnic chairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they handcuffed me to one of those and they were whipping me so hard, like I was not enjoying it. I was fucking hated. My fight or flight fucking response kicked in and I threw myself to the ground and shattered the chair.
I think it's a shame yourself.
Shattered my pelvis.
Say shame yourself. Oh my God.
I threw myself to the ground and shut myself. Like a defense mechanism.
Oh my God.
No. So they had me plastic picnic chair whipping my chest so hard that I was getting angry. So I threw myself off and the chair just splintered underneath me and I was ready to fight the stripper and I would have taken her. It was vicious. What was weird is because of where it is in Newcastle and my Bucks party went in the middle of the day. After this like hectic day and drinking and that, and you could bring, it was a BYO strip club, so we're all even drunker. And we get sent out.
What?
It was a BYO strip club in Newcastle, so you bring your own grog.
Yeah.
But the weirdest feeling though was coming out and it was still daylight. So we came out, I was like, oh, what time is it? Covered in welts and that. But what were you talking about?
Well, what I was going to say, no, what I was going to say, I don't know if I will do anymore. Like, I was going to say that if I get a stripper, which I would like to, it would probably be a female because the male body is not very attractive.
Yeah, we've all seen that Seinfeld episode.
What?
There's a Seinfeld episode about
it. I don't like Seinfeld.
Oh, there's literally an episode where, like, the female body is, like, beautiful and curvaceous, but the male body is, like, utilitarian and it's like a G.
You've talked about that before, but, yeah, like, yeah.
Well, that's what we do on the show is just repeat stuff every 10 episodes.
No.
Remember when I killed that lady?
Anyway. what are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm talking about...
Oh, my marketplace targeting.
Yeah, all so, the different... So vibrators now...
It's always like children's toys or clothes and the other side is always vibrators. And it just goes to show but that what fashioned. Happens when you become a new mum is all you look at is fucking kids shit or porn.
Call me old-fashioned. But I think a vibrator should have dick and balls. Just like our grandfather's
vibrator. You know, we have a guy that lives across the road from us.
I think Where is this guy?
I think he's a bit of a wanker.
Yeah, he has a cat butt plug.
I think he's a bit of a wanker. And he has some of those like steel balls that hang off the back of his van. Mm. Look, what does that like mean? Testicles.
It doesn't mean anything. It means she's a fucking idiot.
Like,
you might as well just have a stick
is the van the penis?
I don't know. I don't think it means anything. It doesn't fucking mean anything. It's just testicles.
I get it.
Because testicles are funny, I guess. I don't know. They're fucking stupid. Honestly, go and talk to someone who has a set of testicles in the back of their car.
Well, he once had a go at me when I was 8 months pregnant for parking out the front of his house.
That's where his dick and balls go.
Anyway.
You know what? That's pretty close to an hour. Yeah. Well, look, guys, I know it's been a long time between drinks. Hopefully you had a think. Hopefully you had a laugh. Mm. Hopefully you maybe did a little poo in your pants.
What?
Did a little wee.
I feel like it was a good
sometimes you got to be serious.
Can I finish?
No. Goodbye, everyone.
it was a good seesaw between like deep thoughts and a laugh.
That's right. And that's what we're all about. I'm about making people laugh and giving them deep thoughts, and them's about fucking shit up and ruining my stories.
Yep.
But how many bushes are in a hedge? I don't understand. I guess Em assumed
but can I put my bush on Marketplace and get people to trim it for free?
I guarantee if you put a picture of your bush on Marketplace, whatever you put in after that, people will message you.
Okay, cool.
Oh, actually, it depends on how bushy
watch
it is.
Watch this space.
Okay, well, next episode. Next episode, we'll be talking about the people that asked Em about a bush.
Let's get one of them on.
Would you let someone take half your bush?
Yeah.
Which half? Well, that's what you're telling me. Like, why can't you let someone just part of your hedge? Imagine that 30 people turn up to take part of my hedge. Fucking idiot like you going up, turning around. Oh, is there more than one plant in this hedge? I thought it was just one plant that went for 20 metres. Fuck.
I'm not a fucking...
You're not a fucking...
Plant.
I'm not a plant person.
It's like a horticulturist.
You got a brain in your head, though. You're a whore. That's all right. I think we're done, aren't we?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you guys.
I like you guys.
Can you, it'd be really good if people could give us some ideas.
Yeah. Remember, guys.
Remember, when we first started, we were like, right in, guys.
And no one did. So, yeah, it'll be changing now. No, once again, if you're listening, going, they don't want to hear it from me, you're probably right, but at least message in and we'll see what happens. And if you've got something good, we'll use it. We won't say who it is from because we'll pretend it's ours and we'll steal it. But it's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know you're part of the show. Oh, and a shout out to Lisa, who was meant to turn up today to be our guest host. And I set up the third microphone for her and then she didn't fucking show up.
Love you, Lisa.
What a fucking idiot.
No, she'll be here. She'll be here.
She no, she had a chance and she blew it.
Okay. Fuck you, Lisa. Yeah, no, I love you, Lisa.
Okay. Have a good Easter, everyone, and we'll catch you later.
Happy Easter. Bye.